The Omicron variant ripped through the United States in January and filled many hospitals to capacity, but the virus, it couldn't stop job growth. Today, the Labor Department reported a stunning gain of 467,000 jobs last month.
President Biden spoke about the report this morning.
Our country is taking everything that COVID has to throw at us, and we've come back stronger. I'm pleased to report this morning, but many of you already know, that America's job machine is going stronger than ever.
And Michael Regan joins us to talk about this job machine. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, 467,000 jobs. Who got hired? What sectors?
Well, the hiring was pretty strong across just about every industry. I'll give you a few examples. Leisure and hospitality, 151,000. Professional and business services, a pretty broad category of sort of white-collar jobs, 86,000. Retail was 61,000. One I think is really important is transportation and warehousing. You know, this has sort of been part of the issue with all the supply chain problems. Job growth there, 54,000. So pretty widespread across the board, Scott.
Yeah, and well, I mean, so much for Omicron denting January. And with these job numbers, we also saw big revisions upwards for the job numbers in October and November. So if you put it together, is this a potential sign that employers and maybe the broader economy is reverting to some version of normal?
I think that's a good way to frame it, yes. From the hiring side, the labor market's been red hot for months now, almost 11 million job openings in the U.S. That's way off the charts historically. But there was obviously a lot of reluctance among some people to take those jobs, you know, whether it be they are still nervous about the virus or can't find the right childcare, that sort of thing. So it seems like those headwinds to the employment picture are slowly abating. We are getting a little bit back to normal. More people are looking for work and taking these open jobs. So a pretty solid sign for the economy.
Right. No, I did see that labor participation rate number also jumped. Now, there were 11 million unfilled jobs in December. So businesses are still looking for workers. And there are almost 3 million jobs fewer than existed before the pandemic. So when you kind of look at the openings here, what's happening in the labor market?
Well, a lot of moving pieces. I think one thing you saw was that many of the older people in the labor force might have retired early, that the markets have been really booming. So their investments accounts allow them to do that. And again, issues with everything from childcare to people just not thinking the risk of coming back into the workforce was enough. I think the wage gains are a big part of it. You look at average hourly earnings in this report, up 5.7% year over year. So that's really drawing a lot of people in, especially on those lower end jobs who otherwise might not have taken them. You know, the wages are now attractive enough to pull people who had sort of been sitting out the job market back into it.
I mean, wages, as you say, going up 5.7% over the previous year, but that's still not keeping up with inflation, right? Which is moving at a 7% or so clip.
That's right. That's the latest consumer price index, 7%, you know, the highest in 40 years. I think there is still a lot of belief among economists that that should come back down to earth. Probably not as fast as was hoped and expected, and that hot inflation may linger a little bit longer this year, but eventually it should get back to normal, whereas wage gains are a little more sticky. Once you get a raise, it's hard for an employer to take that back and cut your pay. So with any luck, they sort of balance out eventually, and these wage gains stick as inflation comes back to earth.
Yep. And real quick, with these wage gains, with these numbers, should we still assume the Federal Reserve is going to plan to raise interest rates in March?
Absolutely. I think, and in fact, the thinking is sort of leaning towards the idea that it might be half of a percent raise rather than a quarter of a percent. So definitely the Wall Street is expecting some sort of raise, whether it be a quarter of a percent or a half a percent.
All right. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Scott.